Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Does the second half versus Wake Forest signal a new start for UNC? This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Appropriate for Inauguration Day, the Tar Heels may have argued in the second half of the season with their best second half of the season. Carolina shook an ACC winless Wake Forest team, which led by 2 points at the half by shooting 55% for the final 20 minutes, not a single point coming from the three-point line. Caleb Love showed that proverbial light bulb may be coming on with his college high of 20 points and only 2 turnovers when the outcome was still in doubt. Roy Williams has been preaching to his freshman point guard that he is getting better every day. Old Roy likes the defense that doesn't always show up on the stat sheet. He can be one of the best defensive players I've ever coached, he said. He's a freshman, and you don't always know what they're thinking, but I do know he is really working at it. The Tar Heels finished with 12 turnovers and 18 assists, most of them by pounding the ball inside, which is supposed to be their game. They made 15 free throws while taking control with 12-0 run and a 16-3 run while committing only 3 turnovers and recording 12 assists in the second half. I want our big guys to touch the ball in every possession, Williams said, because they are going to get fouled to find someone outside for an open shot. I challenge them to post up and go to the basket hard. They did that and had no turnovers in the second half. Amanda Baycott was the biggest big by making 8 of 10 shots, while the other 3 tall young men combined to shoot 4 of 18. But Garrison Brooks and Dayron Sharp did other things besides scoring, such as combining for 13 rebounds. UNC set a school record with 7 straight ACC games decided by 7 points or less. Playing that close every time, you are not going to win them all, and so far the Tar Heels are 4-3 in the ACC, with the rematch against NC State Saturday, as long as the Wolfpack has shaken its recent COVID problems. State has gone 1-3 since beating Carolina by 3 points in the ACC opener for both teams back on December 22nd in Raleigh. This is Archansky. See ya.